So much of who we are has to do with being from somewhere, to be able to trace the history and the footsteps of those who came before us. This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. The Old Shore Road is what they called it, though it was really a well-worn path to and from the village of Chippewa City, a turn-of-the-century settlement that no longer exists. But even if we can't physically walk the old road, we're able to find it again through those who are willing to share the story of it with us. Many people fondly remember the local New Year's Day tradition, also called Visiting Day or Payment Day, when people would go house to house to greet their neighbors. This tradition is believed to have started when the first government payment was issued to the Grand Portage band members on New Year's Day, 1856, as part of the 1854 Treaty Annuities. The area Ojibwe celebrated the event by visiting each household, exchanging homemade goodies, and shooting their guns in the air. Grand Portage resident Mary Jane Hendrickson practiced the Happy New Year tradition when she was a child.
But you know, the big thing with Grand Portage and Chippewa City, we had a thing called Happy New Year. On the 1st of January, everybody went from house to house, shook hands, and you got a plate of cookies, candy, and that was a big thing on New Year's Day. Us kids just waited for that. And you know, that's when sugar and flour came in rag bags. And our mothers would wash them up, and that's what we'd carry with us. We'd put all our candy in there. We'd go from house to house, and Grand Marais did that. And I think it was Vivian that told me, their dad would hitch up the two dogs, and they'd come by sleigh with Chippewa City and go around Happy New Year and everybody. That was a big thing. That was, we just waited for New Year's Day.
Catherine Jones, wife of a local doctor, wrote of the tradition in her diary, dated 1899.
January 2nd, snowing. This is the Indians' day to make calls. It snowed all day, but did not prevent 144 Indians calling on us. Kirby was not well enough to have them come into the house, so we let them come into the hall, and they shook hands all around, and those who could speak English wished us a Happy New Year. And we gave them each, children and all, a package containing candy, popcorn, cookies, and dates, and they all shook hands again. They were cleanly and neatly dressed. Each one seemed to make a point to have a new pair of moccasins for the new year.
Jim Whipson lived in Chippewa City with his grandmother, Kate Frost, until he was 10 years old.
My grandmother, when I was young, always made a big deal out of New Year's. She'd stay up all night baking. Bake pies, cookies. She baked so much stuff. And then she even had homemade wines. And the next day the people start coming and they greet each other and then they visit a while and then they have lunch and they talk. And the tradition was, when the day is over with, the last house in the evening, toward late in the evening, that would be the house designated as a big dance.
Gloria Martineau lived in Grand Marais and remembers visiting Chippewa City on New Year's Day.
New Year's Eve, when we had to go around Happy New Year with everybody. I think it was kind of just an Indian tradition. We had to go, we had to Happy New Year with everybody. We had to hug and kiss them. And then they would give you a great big plate of food.
Dorothy Johansson lived in Grand Portage, but recalls a similar tradition.
What you do is you go and you knock on the door, and you go in and you shake hands with everybody in the house, from the tiniest baby to the person probably dying in bed. Mm-hmm. And you sit on and you visit with them, and they give you a plate. And there'd be cookies or whatever, popcorn, candy, peanuts, maybe a fruit or something on there, raisins. And you visit for a while, you probably eat the cake or something, eat a little bit of it. And then put it in your bag, sh- shake hands with everybody in the house again, and you'd go on to the next house. And that was a tradition that we're all sorry that it died off. You got to see everybody on the reservation at least once a year.
Gladys Beckwith lived in Grand Marais, but that didn't prevent her from wanting to visit her old friend, Mary Jane Hendrickson, who lived in Grand Portage, years later on New Year's Day.
But this year, I was up in Portage for New Year's Day, and I said, if we don't do nothing else, we're going to go in Happy New Year, Mary Jane. I wanted to do it every year. So after we had our breakfast, and we got in the car, and I thought, oh my God, it's too late now. She's in church. Sure enough, we got up to her house, and she wasn't home. And church was going on. I saw her afterwards. And she said, if I'd known you guys were going to do that, she said, I'd have stayed home from church. And she said, I even had some stuff I could put on a plate for you.
This is Walking the Old Road, the story of Chippewa City and the Grand Marais Chippewa. Funding for Walking the Old Road is provided by the State of Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and WTIP. The show is produced by Stacy Droulard, with music by Keith Sokola. Historical voices are performed by Mary Kate Wirens. Archived interviews, courtesy of The Producer, the Grand Portage National Monument, and the Cook County Historical Society.